Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. Did you do the crossword?
I certainly did.
And did you certainly enjoy it?
I did. It was a challenging Wednesday.
Yes, I thought so.
Uh-huh. And had a lot of words I don't think I have ever seen in a crossword.
Such as?
Well, such as 32 across, headstrong, obdurate.
Obdurate. Mm-hmm.
Obdurate. And 55 across was like September's equinox, autumnal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's been in before, but it's not very common.
Definitely not.
Uh-huh. And then there was, where was it? It was the, there was 50 down, informal summons, come here.
Yeah.
Come here.
C-M-E-R-E.
Uh-huh. And where was the Latin one?
That was 61 across.
Oh, yes. Absit. Absit omen. Latin akin to heaven forbid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
No, I needed the crosses for that.
Mm-hmm. So, and 25 across, grass-like swamp plants, sedges, which I have seen before, but again, not very often.
Yes, but they've had that, I'd say, within the last year, because I can still remember it.
Really?
The one next to that on the acrosses, 29 across, I thought that was interesting. Hugs on a love letter, O-O-O.
Uh-huh.
I guess I know of X's for kisses.
Right.
I had no idea that O's were hugs.
Yes, uh-huh, yes.
I guess it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, interesting, challenging Wednesday puzzle.
Mm-hmm. 24 down, you didn't mention that one, but Fearsome Pteranodon of classic film Rodin.
Oh, yeah.
Which is almost, I'm pronouncing it like the painter, mm-hmm. or no, the sculptor, excuse me. And I'm pretty sure that's not the case because this is spelled R-O-D-A-N.
Uh-huh. I wonder what classic film.
I don't know.
Fearsome
Pterodon. Mm-hmm. I think the P is just silent.
Mm-hmm.
Pteranodon. I wonder. Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Rodin.
Nope.
There was a theme here.
There was kind of an interesting theme, yes, definitely.
Would you like to elaborate on the theme?
I will try. There were a number of circled squares throughout the puzzle, and they were in various shapes. There was one that was just a little tiny carrot shape in the upper left-hand corner, just three circled squares, two catty-cornered to one above. There was a large inverse V of circled squares. There was a chair-shaped circled squares together. There was a couple of different arced ones. And if you filled out the puzzle correctly, the names of various yoga poses were in those circled squares, and they were shaped like a person's body would be shaped if they were actually in those poses. So the big inverse V was downward dog, which is the yoga pose where you're on your hands and feet and you're shaped like an upside down V. And there was the chair was actually the chair pose, and the letters within those that chair shaped group of circled squares were C-H-A-I-R, chair. And then we had the cat pose, we had the cobra, and the boat. So and then it all kind of revealed itself in 58 across what the five formations of circled letters in this puzzle represent. And the answer to that was yoga poses.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, if we ever needed a reference to yoga poses for the crossword, because they're, you know, occasionally that shows up as a clue, mm-hmm. you know, yoga pose. We can always go back to November 17th, mm-hmm. 2021 as our reference here.
We could see various yoga poses. Yes.
Yeah, I thought this was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting. 39 down was venomous snake, and mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be cobra.
Uh-huh.
But the answer was mamba, uh-huh. and it ran into cobra, into that yoga pose.
Yes, that's true. It did.
So.
And it crossed with another unfamiliar word, or kind of unusual word, 50 across, roughly putting together, cobbling.
Well, I've heard that.
Oh, I've heard it too. Yeah. You cobble together something, mm-hmm. but I've just never seen it a crossword.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe cobble. But cobbling, mm-hmm. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Cobbling ran into 43 down, colorfully named victim in the UK version of Clue. So I skipped over the fact that it said UK version, so I went for peacock,
uh-huh.
and that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else did I do? I did mustard.
Oh.
That didn't work.
Nope.
Turned out it was Dr. Black.
Dr. Black.
And it's sort of funny, you know, they say colorfully named, but by definition, black is the absence of color.
Yes, it is.
So they should have said colorlessly named victim.
Uh-huh.
But I guess that would have just caused more confusion.
Probably.
And they'd be accused of being too literal.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I had a lot of trouble with this crossword.
Oh.
You know, because I had, like, peacock and mustard sort of threw me off.
Uh-huh.
Down there, and then even 21 across, I was just being dense, possibly dim. Like many items on Etsy, I had self-made as opposed to handmade.
Oh, uh-huh.
Do not know why.
Uh-huh. I had something different made. I didn't have handmade. What did I have? Anyway, it didn't fit. Whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
It was something else.
Only one?
Homemade, I think.
Homemade,
yeah.
Well, that sounds better than handmade. I mean, sorry, than self-made. Because self-made sounds like, you know, what your basic self-made billionaire does.
Uh-huh.
Did you know 17 across, Mrs. America actress Uzo Aduba?
No. I wonder if that's a debut clue.
Or it's an Aduba clue, anyway.
Aduba.
I wonder if that's the first name or the last name.
I think it's the first name.
Aduba.
Oh, no, maybe not. Maybe Uzo. Uzo Aduba. I think that's...
It is. Uh-huh. The Uzo's her first name.
Yeah.
She's known for her role as Susan Crazy Eyes Warren on the Netflix original series Orange is the New Black.
Mm.
Ah, she's won an Emmy for Outstanding Guest Actress.
Wow. Well, good for her.
Yes. Bravo. Bravo, Uzo. And our apologies for not knowing who you are.
Yeah.
But you're a member of popular culture.
And on a show, on a channel we don't get.
Yes. So. That could explain it. So, yeah. So, good crossword. I felt fairly exercised after having done it. This took me 31 minutes and 18 seconds.
Wow. It took me 18 minutes and 34 seconds.
Yep. So it took me approximately 13 more minutes than you, and 31 reversed is 13.
Yeah.
I find that significant. Dr. Matrix would know what to make of this.
Too bad I didn't get done 3 seconds earlier, because you were 31:18 and I would have been 18:31.
Oh, that would have been brilliant. Oh. Yeah.
We'll try for that tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. So if you want to tune in tomorrow and see if we actually do manage to...
to inverse our time.
That's right. To do a palindromic time if we get some sort of correlation going between our two times, we'll report about it.
Definitely.
And we will see all of you again tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Bye-bye.